Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. In June, at a signing ceremony in Tokyo, Japan, Maersk Line exercised its option with Korea's Daewoo Shipbuilding and Marine Engineering Company Limited to build an additional 10 Triple E ships, the world's largest and most efficient container vessels. In a press release, Evin Kolding, CEO of Maersk, stated, "We now have 20 Triple E's on order. They underline our strong commitment to the Asia-Europe route and fit well with our current ambitions and expectations for the future development of the trade. We believe the Triple E ships, with their record capacity and energy efficiency, will enable us to deliver on the commercial and environmental expectations of our customers and also give us a significant competitive advantage in the market." Maersk expects Asia to Europe trade to increase 5-8% per year during 2011 to 2015, with the ships' deliveries scheduled to meet that increased demand. Called the Triple E class for the three main purposes beyond their creation, economy of scale, energy efficiency, and environmental improvement, the ships set a new industry benchmark for size and fuel efficiency. 400 meters long, 59 meters wide, and 73 meters high, the Triple E is the largest vessel of any type on the water today. Its 18,000 20-foot container capacity is 16% greater, 2,500 containers, than today's largest container vessel, the Emma Maersk. The Triple E will produce 20% less CO2 emissions per container moved compared to Emma Maersk and 50% less than the industry average on the Asia-Europe trade lane. In addition, it will consume approximately 35% less fuel per container than vessels being delivered to other container shipping lines over the next few years. Some facts. A Triple E class vessel is equipped with a waste heat recovery system, saving up to 10% of main engine power, equaling the average annual electrical consumption of 5,000 European households. The vessel travels 184 kilometers using 1 kilowatt hour of energy per ton of cargo, whereas a jumbo jet travels only half a kilometer using the same amount of energy. If the ship's containers were to be put on a train, it would be 110 kilometers or 66 miles long. Here is a second smaller example. Oceanic Sirius, a seismic research vessel delivered in this last month by Ulstein, a Norwegian shipbuilder, to Eidvedic and CGG Veritas, also a Norwegian partnership. The vessel has many highly innovative design features. For example, she is equipped to stay permanently at sea for five-year docking intervals, with double power units and generators to allow maintenance without operational interruption. Refueling will take place underway by dedicated support vessels. According to Marine Technology Reporter, an industry publication, the ship is powered by two controllable pitch propellers in a nozzle, each driven by two frequency converter-driven electric motors, allowing for smooth speed control of around 5 knots during seismic acquisition. This redundant system, quote, ensures that propulsion and steering remain intact after failure of parts of the system. Diesel-electric propulsion reduces fuel consumption and atmospheric emissions. In addition to modern systems for sludge, garbage, and sewage handling, a complete ballast water system has also been installed on board, preventing the spread of marine organisms from one geographic area to another, unquote. These two ships represent the latest trends in innovation in marine design and engineering. They focus on solution of environmental problems long associated with shipping, inefficient propulsion systems, use of low-grade fossil fuel with extreme CO2 emission, indifference to disposal of waste of all sorts, and fixed cost of unit transported. While these conditions have been known for a long time, regulatory control and incentivized change have been very slow in coming. It is gratifying to see some companies adopting these technologies and setting these new standards as best business practice. We should welcome this innovation and these new ships, green and greener, to the world ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.